Yeah, here's a clip. Here's a picture of a supercomputer built from scratch out of discarded parts. So, I think that from a technology point of view, from a usability point of view, from an ease of use point of view, Linux has already won the desktop war. The only place that Linux has not is in market share and revenue. And you'll really never see the revenue numbers because it's just too easy. You know, there's why pay for a distribution when you can just download one off the net for free, unless you need to get support for that. And that's, you know, then you probably should buy a distribution just so you can call someone and say, I'm having problems with this. But if you play with Canopix, you know, you drop it in, you don't have to do anything, it just comes up. You can run OpenOffice immediately. It's free, it's easy to use, it does everything you really need to do, it has all the fonts, it has everything ready to go. It's one. It's from a technology point of view, that's the ultimate desktop for doing office work. For kids learning astronomy, for doing programming. I mean, all this stuff, when you have a full set of tools to develop games on your own, I mean, it's just there's a lot more projects that are being done for the Linux box in the open community than there are people writing commercial software in the Windows community. So, you know, and plus, because there's no licensing fees and you get all these tools that just automatically come with it, kids in universities, kids in elementary schools will be learning this stuff and they'll be developing the next generation of software. And so I would say that the Linux has already won the desktop. It's just a matter of time before the numbers reflect that. So
How much time?
I think the numbers are already changing. Linux is already taking over the small server world. It's just a matter of 5 to 10 years before Linux is a major player in the desktop workstation market. I think you're already seeing the power tools are there. They're already in place. You've got Blender, you've got OpenOffice, you've got all these great tools. People in universities, students are using it, so it's just a matter of time before I think we see a reappearance of commercial vendors selling software into that market. So, and that's when it really is going to be the tipping point. And it'll be very hard for anyone to sell against that because, you know, the OS and this great toolkit and all these great applications, they're just out there for anyone to use. So how do you compete against that? So
What did you say about Microsoft's numbers?
I think we're seeing Linux already have an effect on Microsoft sales numbers. They're not losing money, and they're not. But I think that you know, and really, there's going to be an interesting play in the next couple years. Microsoft's working on something called Longhorn, and Longhorn, it's a new operating system. Most of it's never been tested in production before, so it's and it requires a huge amount of processing power to run it. So it's something that it's almost exactly the opposite of what Linux is, which is, you know, a very mature operating system, stuff from 10, 20 years.